The Third Twin by Ken Follett. Read for you by January Lavoie. A heat wave lay over Baltimore like a shroud. The leafy suburbs were cooled by 100,000 lawn sprinklers, but the affluent inhabitants stayed inside with the air conditioning on full blast. On North Avenue, listless hookers hugged the shade and sweated under their hairpieces, and the kids on the street corners dealt dope out of the pockets of baggy shorts. It was late September, but fall seemed a long way off. A rusty white Datsun, the broken lens of one headlight fixed in place with an X of electrician's tape, cruised through a white working-class neighborhood north of downtown. The car had no air conditioning, and the driver had rolled down all the windows. He was a handsome man of 22 wearing cut-off jeans, a clean white t-shirt, and a red baseball cap with the word security in white letters on the front. The plastic upholstery beneath his thighs was slippery with his perspiration, but he did not let it bother him. He was in a cheerful mood. The car radio was tuned to 92Q.
20 hits in a row!
On the passenger seat was an open binder. He glanced at it occasionally, memorizing a typed page of technical terms for a test tomorrow. Learning was easy for him, and he would know the material after a few minutes of study. At a stoplight, a blonde woman in a convertible Porsche pulled alongside him. He grinned at her and said,
"Nice car."
She looked away without speaking, but he thought he saw the hint of a smile at the corners of her mouth. Behind her big sunglasses, she was probably twice his age. Most women in Porsches were.
"Race you to the next stoplight," he said.
She laughed at that, a flirtatious, musical laugh. Then she put the stick shift into first with a narrow, elegant hand and tore away from the light like a rocket. He shrugged. He was only practicing. He drove by the wooded campus of Jones Falls University, an Ivy League college much swankier than the one he attended. As he passed the imposing gateway, a group of 8 or 10 women jogged by in running clothes, tight shorts, Nikes, sweaty t-shirts, and halter tops. They were a field hockey team in training, he guessed, and the fit-looking one in front was their captain, getting them in shape for the season. They turned into the campus, and suddenly he was overwhelmed, swamped by a fantasy so powerful and thrilling that he could hardly see to drive. He imagined them in the locker room, the plump one soaping herself in the shower, the redhead toweling her long copper-colored hair, the black girl stepping into a pair of white lace panties, the dykey team captain walking around naked, showing off her muscles, when something happened to terrify them. Suddenly they were all in a panic, wide-eyed with dread, screaming and crying on the edge of hysteria. They ran this way and that, crashing into one another. The fat girl fell over and lay there weeping helplessly while the others trod on her, unheeding, as they tried desperately to hide or find the door or run away from whatever was scaring them. He pulled over to the side of the road and put the car in neutral. He was breathing hard and he could feel his heartbeat hammering. This was the best one he had ever had. But a little piece of the fantasy was missing. What were they frightened of?